deepest, darkest grooves, to the backwoods swamp where you hit the bottom, from the inside of your casket to the fears lodged deep inside your subconscious. It's time for a big, scary show.
Everybody, this is Stacy from Necrotic Creations, and you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Robert from Necrotic Creations, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Ed Roberts with the West Coast Haunters Convention. You are listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Penny Dreadful, horror hostess of Shilling Shockers. With a spell for you, tooth of a rat and the eye of a crow, you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Ed Roberts with the Nightmare Factory at the Oregon School for the Deaf. You're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Well, greetings, fiends. This is the Sinister Minister of the Midnight Massacre Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you right now are having your soul scorched by The Big Scary Show. How's it feel? Burn in hell.
You're listening to The Big Scary Show with three big scary men and one that wears more makeup than I do.
Hiya, lovebirds. It's me, Cupid. Introducing Big Scary Show's Episode 73. I know it's a week early for my big day, but my bow is ready, and my first heart arrow is aimed at Badger, as he chats with Ed Roberts of the West Coast Haunters Convention. Good thing I missed. The Round Table of Terror is a match made in hell, as I fire six arrows at once, as the hosts talk with Robert and Stacy from Necrotic Creations. Big Scary Show's newest Roundtable of Terror sponsor. Storm dodges an arrow and still hates banana spiders in a haunt minute. And the unknown scare actor remembers a great haunter and a great friend in the late Jason Henry. And of course, the Haunstrumentalist had to put on his arrow-proof underoos to spin the spooky tunes. On this love fest of a pre-Valentine's Day edition of The Big Scary Show.
Transworld's Halloween In Attraction Show returns to the America Center in St. Louis, Missouri, March 19th through 22nd, 2015. The Transworld Halloween In Attraction Show is the only industry trade show of its kind in the world. There is no other show that has as many exhibitors and industry-related products. For the past 19 years, Transworld's annual Halloween and Attraction Show has created the marketplace for the haunted house industry. This show is a must-attend event if you are thinking about opening or currently operate a haunt, corn maze, farm, pumpkin patch, paintball field, family fun center, amusement park, zoo, aquarium, Halloween retail store, or anything Halloween related. We have everything you need to make your Halloween season a success. Each year, the show continues to grow with new exhibitors and new product and more buyers on the show floor. The Halloween and Attraction Show combines the products and knowledge of over 300 exhibitors that you need to see this March. See you at the Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's the time of the show where you could win a great prize just for listening. It's time for the February edition of the Gruesome Giveaway, sponsored by Screamline Studios. You know how this works. I'm about to ask you a question. The answer is inside the show somewhere. All you got to do is send us the answer plus your name and number to contest@bigscaryshow.com before midnight on Monday, February 16th. It's just that easy. So without further ado, The question for the February gruesome giveaway is... how much extra is it to reserve a room on the 13th floor at the West Coast Haunters Convention? If you think you know the answer to that, send it in to contest@bigscaryshow.com with your name, number, and of course the answer. And of course, as always, we'd like to thank Screamline Studios for providing some great prizes to give away. Go to screamlinestudios.com and check out all their stuff. Remember, you have until midnight on Monday, February 16th, so get those entries in, and good luck.
Broadcasting to you from the darkest reaches of the earth, this is A Haunt Minute. And now, with this week's commentary, Storm.
Alright, so, you know, I'm up in New England and I'm dealing with an issue that a good portion of the Northeast is dealing with, and that is a freaking lot of snow. I swear to God, the driveway was not that big when I bought it. It's been a lot of shoveling. But with every shovelful of the frozen white stuff, I think to myself, yes, this is one more foot that prevents banana spiders and pimento bugs from coming and visiting me in the summer, that I will never have to worry about walking out to my car and having to worry about getting through either of them. Pimento bugs are giant cockroaches. There's so many of them that there is a whole town in Florida named after them. I assure you it's that way and not the other way around. Regardless, either way, horrible giant flying cockroaches. But the banana spiders. Now those are frightening, and those are why I'm explicitly happy that things freeze up here, because they can't come up here. Storm. What's a banana spider? Why? We'll take a moment. Go. Google it. I'll wait. Horrible, isn't it? They're the size of your head! Just awful, awful things. And some people, they say, ooh, spiders are cute. You're lying. Because there's something about the human nature, and I think I figured out. And why is it that haunts and stuff, we have spiders and people are so afraid of them? I haven't figured out why they are so unnerving. And that is the eye to appendage ratio. What? Yes, spiders have a 1-to-1 eye to appendage ratio. We don't see that in other things, normal things, like people. 2 eyes, 4 appendages. Good. Arms, legs, good. Cows, same thing. 4 legs, 2 eyes. Even birds. 2 wings, 2 feet. Good. 2-to-1. The 1-to-1 ratio is not good. You should not be able to look at each of the end of your appendages with your eye. You should not have an eye to look at each hand and each foot. Not right. Very offsetting, very creepy, very unnerving. And that's why we hate spiders, and that's why it does get tiresome, and, you know, the shoulders and back hurt from shoveling the snow. But no banana spiders. I'm happy with that. Good, go make them in a workshop. Foam spiders, great. Real ones waving at me, don't need it. Do not need giant banana orange horrible, horrible spiders the size of my head. And they're in the U.S. It's not like they're out in the Amazon. They live warm places like Texas and Florida. So, yes, continue sending me, you know, enjoy the beach in February. That's very nice. And, you know, in August, go try and send the same picture and have to knock off the dozens of banana spiders off of your cell phone. So until next time, keep every minute scary.
Tune in next episode for another Haunt Minute. And in the meantime, share your opinions on the Big Scary Show Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Scary Storm.
Hey, this is Josh Gates from Sci-Fi's Destination Truth, encouraging you to check out HauntMinute.com.
Verse 13. Verse 13. The asylum speaks. The asylum speaks. On the Big Scary Show. On the Big Scary Show.
Tired of surfing all over the web to find the latest haunt news? Why sift through hours of those VideoTube channels trying to find the latest how-to videos? Isn't there an easier way? Of course there is! Introducing HauntersDigest.com. With HauntersDigest.com, just one click will put a world of haunt information at your fingertips. From the latest news, to vendor information, to video tutorials. And don't forget the soon-to-be world-famous Haunt Brief, which takes a deeper look into many aspects of the industry. There's even a directory of over 800 haunted attractions, so you can find the right one for you. Still not convinced? There's even columns written by many experts in the industry covering a wide range of topics. Rumor has it a certain member of a particular podcast might even write for HauntersDigest.com. As an extra bonus, you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook. For more information, visit www.hauntersdigest.com today. Greetings, mortals, and anything else listening. Welcome to the Big Scary Show's Deadline News. We start out with this news on our 2600th like. The Big Scary Show would like to give a shout-out to Jerry Johnson of Roseboro, North Carolina, for being our 2600th like on Facebook. Remember, folks, for every 100th like we get on Facebook, you'll get a shout-out. So congrats and thank you for being a listener, Jerry. And be sure to tell all your friends to tune in and keep listening. We have this news from the Phobias Haunt in Wright City, Missouri. For all of you that have been anxiously awaiting the official announcement for the 2015 Phobias Haunt Tour, the ticket sales are now live. This past year, we purchased the former haunt house in Cato Mills, Texas, and feverishly relocated it to the St. Louis area to be transformed into what is now Phobias. This was a task that was deemed by many as impossible, as this attraction is highly detailed and was not built to be modular. However, with a lot of research, planning, and a ton of ambition and drive, we accomplished the impossible. Phobias opened its doors on September 26, 2014, as expected, and concluded its inaugural season with high regard. Now, we would like to share this gem with the rest of the industry by opening Phobias to all attendees of Transworld on the evening of Saturday, March 21st. If you choose to purchase our killer deal ticket, you'll be picked up by one of our fear buses from the convention center at 7:30 p.m. and taken to experience a full production of Phobias, including a behind-the-scenes lights-on tour. You'll also be given a souvenir shirt while you're there. The total price for this experience is only $40. However, tickets are limited to 60 people. If you would rather provide your own transportation and do not wish to participate in the Lights On Tour, you have the option of purchasing a general admission ticket for only $20. Tickets can be purchased at phobiashaunt.ticketleap.com/2015-haunt-tour. Please visit their website at phobiashaunt.com for more information on the attraction. Please note, due to the number of nightly event options during the show this year, this tour is not endorsed by Transworld Trade Shows LLC and is therefore not an official event of Transworld's 2015 Halloween and Attraction Show. However, Phobias is a proud member of the Haunted Attraction Association. We have news on the 2015 Virginia Haunt Fest in Ashland, Virginia. Hey, haunters! If you're obsessed by all things haunt and Halloween related, you need to be in Virginia at the Virginia Haunt Fest, June 5th through the 7th, 2015, in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. Meet with fellow haunters and spend a weekend of learning and fun. Be sure to check out their webpage at vahauntfest.com for all the information. We have this update from Monster Mania Con in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We are very excited to announce that Robert Patrick has just been announced or just been added to the lineup of stars attending Monster Mania Con the weekend of March 13th through the 15th in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Robert, of course, is best known for his role as the T-1000 in Terminator 2 Judgment Day, though his list of credits is nearly endless. Robert's also known for his role as John Doggett in the X-Files television series. And currently, Robert is starring in the hit CBS series Scorpion in the role of Cabe Gallo. Robert has also had roles in other projects such as Sons of Anarchy, True Blood, From Dusk Till Dawn, the television series, and many, many more. Please join us in welcoming Robert Patrick to his first Monster Mania Con. And for more info, go to www.monstermania.net. We have this interesting news regarding Stephen King's It. According to an article from MoviePilot.com, Stephen King's 1986 novel It, also known as the TV miniseries that single-handedly triggered coulrophobia, is set to begin filming its two-part silver screen debut this summer. Even better, Pennywise's imminent return will be directed by Cary Fukunaga, the man in charge of producing and directing HBO's critically acclaimed crime series True Detective. So we know that King's work will be in the hands of someone who can masterfully handle the macabre. According to one of the producers, Seth Graham Smith, in an interview with Entertainment Weekly, Fukunaga and his writing partner already have a script in the works. The first part will likely feature the group of kids facing off against the bloodthirsty clown Pennywise, while the second has them reuniting to face their childhood nemesis once again. Graham Smith also stated that we can expect a new level of viciousness that we didn't quite see with the 90s TV miniseries, and hope that, other than instilling the fear of clowns into future generations, the new movie will aim to revitalize the adaptations of King's work. While the 1990 miniseries has been scaring children and adults alike for years, it was toned down from King's R-rated novel. Also, a lot of what made the two-part series good can be attributed to Tim Curry's terrifying take on Pennywise. Can anyone top Curry's performance? We guess only time will tell. We will keep you up to date on this story and bring you updates as they become available. We have this vendor news from Twisted Monkey FX. We regret to inform everyone that we will not be at Transworld in March. We will be moving the shop to a new location during that time. However, we will still be running trade show specials during that time that will be announced on Facebook, on our website blog, and on Twitter. Be sure to watch all three for special promotions, and each promotion will be specific to our loyal followers from one of those sites. Thank you all for 6 wonderful years of business together, and we look forward to many more. For more information, visit TwistedMonkeyFX.com. Speaking of Transworld, we do have this update. Attention haunt vendors. The clock is ticking as Transworld's Halloween and attraction show featuring the haunt show draws near, which will bring the third and final The Price is Fright game show party. This has been a huge hit with attendees the last 2 years and is a great way to not only get your products in front of prospective buyers, but to educate those buyers on your product line and prices. Knowledge about participating vendors' products is how people win prizes. So be sure to head on over to www.thepriceisfright.com for full details on how to participate on this fun event during Transworld. We have this news on a sequel to the movie Zombieland. Zombieland was a huge hit for the zombie genre back in 2009, and fans have been begging for a sequel since. We've heard rumors before, but this time Sony Pictures has been confirmed that Zombieland 2 is in the works. According to an article on ZombieApocalypse.net, Ruben Fleischer will be back to direct the sequel. The movie will have a new writer, Dave Callahan. Callahan has written for films such as Godzilla and the Expendables series. There's been no word yet if any of the original cast of Zombieland will return for Part 2. We can keep our fingers crossed that Woody Harrelson, Abigail Breslin, Emma Stone, and Jesse Eisenberg will at least make a cameo. We can expect to see Zombieland 2 sometime in 2016. As always, we'll keep you updated on any further developments. And finally, we have this news on a landmark building from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Construction crews are hard at work to restore a rundown filling station featured in the 1974 film Texas Chainsaw Massacre. According to an article from KXAN.com, an Ohio businessman has joined forces with a horror film actor to transform Last Chance Gas Station into a paradise for scary movie lovers. Nail by nail and board by board, workers spent the days fulfilling the dream of Roy Rose and cult classic fans across the globe. Roy Rose fell in love with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre on his 10th birthday. Several years ago, he reached out to the couple who owned the gas station, interested in buying it. They initially declined, but last April, Rose received the perfect birthday offer. "Here, 30 years later, I purchased that building on my birthday," he said with a smile. Rose packed up his family and moved to Bastrop, Texas from Cleveland, Ohio, where he owns head shops and a tattoo supply business. He immediately began a mission to bring the barbecue joint and filling station on County Road 304 back to its original glory and then some. "We're going to build a horror barbecue resort," Rose explained. "We're going to put cabins in the back for all the fans who want to come and stay the night. The redesigned gas station will also include an outdoor stage for musical acts and a shop filled with scary movie memorabilia." Rose's partner in the project, none other than Ari Lehman, is more than just knowledgeable about cult classics. He starred in one. Lehman played the very first Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th and now leads punk metal band First Jason. He's also been a guest on our show on more than one occasion. Perhaps the only fans more dedicated than Friday the 13th fans are Texas Chainsaw Massacre fans, Lehman said. While many lovers of the classic film already make the trip to Last Chance Gas Station, Lehman expects many more will travel to Bastrop County for live music, memorabilia, and plenty of frights at the barbecue resort. "It'll be a safe, fun, and scary place for families and everyone to come and have a good time," he said. Rose anticipates construction will be complete late this summer. He is looking to buy more Texas Chainsaw memorabilia in Central Texas to his already large collection. If anyone's interested in selling theirs, they can contact Rose by email at tats420@gmail.com. Remember, folks, if you have news about the haunt, horror, or Halloween industry, please send it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com and we'll get it on the air. No news is too big or too small. This concludes this edition of the Big Scary Show's Deadline News.
Announcing the second annual Haunt X Haunters Retreat, April 30th through May 3rd, 2015, at the Circus Convention Center in Reno, Nevada. With 4 days of classes and workshops and a 2-day trade show, Haunt X is an immersive experience with activities taking place 14 hours a day, including a costume ball, cheesy movie night, a paranormal investigation and pub crawl, scary scavenger hunt, and the soon-to-be-legendary hospitality suite. For more information, visit www.hauntx.com. That's hauntx.com. We'll see you in Reno.
Symbolizes one and one thing only. It is time, of course, for the Round Table of Terror. I'd like to again welcome our new sponsor, Necrotic Creations, for sponsoring the Round Table of Terror. Give them a big thanks. In fact, we might just be talking to them tonight and all their great lines of products. You know, as Olympia Dukakis said in the movie Steel Magnolias, the only thing that separates us from the animals is our ability to accessorize. And if you're a haunt owner, having the proper, shall we say, you know, animatronics is great, and having great actors and having great scenery, but it's all those little things that just give you the attention to detail that really makes a top-notch haunt. So we decided to grab our new sponsor, Necrotic Creations, out of Sacramento, California, have the owner, Robert Santos, on the line out there, as well as, I believe, one of the sculptors, Stacy Fitz. Are you two with us?
We're here.
Excellent. Way out on the West Coast there. And as well as our regular hosts, including Storm.
Greetings from the 3 feet of snow I got outside.
Nice. The unknown scare actor.
You know what really scares me is the fact that you quoted Steel Magnolias, but you won't even watch The Lost Boys.
I'm married. I've been forced to watch it 100 times in the last, you know, 20 years.
Wimp! Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. The Haunster Metalist, Jerry Vane, probably never seen that movie before.
Unfortunately, yes, I have.
Oh, poor guy. My name is Drew Badger down in Charlotte with Robert Santos from Necrotic Creations, Stacy Fitz, also from Necrotic Creations. Robert, again, thank you for being our sponsor, and I guess I'll ask the first question. In a nutshell, what does Necrotic Creations do?
Well, basically, in a nutshell, Necrotic Creations supplies mostly resin decor for the dark attraction and haunted house industry. So we try to supply those little details that are maybe too difficult for somebody to sculpt out of, say, foam, or if they want to add a embellishment to a doorway or an archway or a column or a tombstone. We provide that so they can just glue it on, stick it on, whatever it happens to be, and they can enhance whatever it is that they're building at the time. So interior, exterior, we kind of cover it all.
What's some of the hot sellers these days or over the past couple of years? What have what's been big?
Well, one of the big sellers that we had was we actually have a male and female cameo set. They are about 16 inches tall by 9 inches wide. They're wall hangings, and they kind of resemble the old cameos that women would wear around their necks. So it's a black base with some either – we do it in silver or gold highlights. And if it's a silver version, the skeleton would be in a bright white that actually glows in the dark. Actually, not glows in the dark. It'll be black light responsive. And the gold version we do is in an antique white. It has an antique stain, so it gives it that age. That was our big seller. We've sold a lot of those, especially for the we had a lot of haunted houses buy them because they not only did they fit within their Victorian-style haunted house, they were also purchasing them for their restrooms for the girls and the guys.
Well, that's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, it was pretty clever. And then after that, we had a good seller, which was our skull onlay. It's actually a it overhangs a doorway or a mausoleum. It's about 32 inches wide by 10 inches tall. It's very lightweight, can be adhered to any surface with double-sided tape or liquid nails or whatever, what have you. And it's a resin piece, highly detailed. And we do it in two different finishes. There's an antique finish that's more like bone, and then another finish, which is black with a little bit of white highlighting to it. And that's been a really good seller. And then this previous year, our harpies were off the charts, just a phenomenal piece. And they stand about 6 feet tall, and they come in two pieces, and they mount to a wall surface. So if you were building a large arch or a mausoleum, they go perfect, like one on either side. And we actually have a option of a flicker, a simulated flicker candle out of the urn that rests on top of the harpy's head.
That's harpies with an A, right?
Yes.
Not sounding like
it's
it could
an
be something
A.
Else.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a whole other episode.
Just wanted to get that out of the way there. Very good. Harpies. Thank you. What got you into what... I don't even know if this would be considered a niche, but what got you into deciding, you know, I'm not going to build the 20-foot tall sculptures, I'm going to build the stuff that makes it better, kind of like BASF or something. I'm just going to accessorize the cool Victorian mansions or the laboratories or the other things.
Well, personally speaking, I've always been a haunter since I was young. Doing the house that I lived in with my parents and doing my own house when I owned a house. And I always felt that, sure, you can buy the tombstones at such and such store and you can buy the pneumatic props and all that other stuff, but they just didn't have that extra added detail. If I wanted to decorate a house, let's just say if I was doing my own walkthrough and I needed a fireplace. Well, no one really builds a fireplace that a standard home haunter at the time could afford, so I end up building it. Well, in order to put the spooky embellishments onto that fireplace, well, that's where we kind of came in. We can build the pieces that go around the outside of where the flames would be and the mantle itself and all that good jazz. So that's kind of where the inspiration started. And then it's been evolving a little bit larger ever since.
As far as your products go, Robert, are they designed to be more appealing to home haunters or the general public or pro haunters?
We deal with both. Last year we had, I can honestly say this, we had a nice order from Knott's Berry Farm. They actually purchased quite a number of our skull onlays as well as the harpies and had them decorated throughout the entire park. With that being said, we also have products that everyday home hunter for $9 can purchase a gothic wing skull and glue it onto their tombstone that they just spent hours sculpting out of foam. So we kind of cover all the bases. We actually do have a couple of pneumatic props, and we've sold a few of those. So we're trying to be versatile. We don't want to leave anybody out. We understand that money's tight in these days. So, I don't want to be just for the pro haunters or just for the home haunters. I'd like to provide a little bit for everybody.
But you vend at several conventions, you know, Trans World and others that are haunter conventions. But I believe we were talking before the show, you've been to places like Scare LA, which is kind of a combination of that and a haunt enthusiast.
Yeah. It's a great show. Oh, no, it's just a great show. I mean, when we were first starting out, I think, we were already into it for a couple of years, and we heard about Scare LA. It was their very first show, and we were kind of hesitant to do it, and we did.
In fact, we were the first vendor to sign up with them, like officially sign up. So, oh, very
nice. Yeah, so, I mean, they had other people that were interested, but I think paper-wise in a check, we were the first ones that paid, and it actually ended up being a phenomenal show for us. Great turnout. I mean, astronomical turnout. It was kind of like Transworld kind of numbers. It was really crazy. So we've always liked the venue, and we'll return. And we do West Coast. More than likely, we'll be returning again. And we're doing HauntX, so we are we're providing a little background for them. We're actually on the committee for HauntX. So we are actually providing some, vendor-based input, but we're also providing some stuff that they will be using to help them with their show. So I don't want to get too involved into it, but
would that be like supplies for education or door prize type things, or can't get into it too much?
Yeah, we'll be doing that. We're building some stuff that will help embellish some rooms and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So,
I see.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So that was it. It was just we're helping them out in ways so that their costume ball and their rooms, the rooms that they decorate for the show, will be a blast.
Nice.
I got to say, definitely the core products, I mean, it's like this macabre elegance you got going on there. So the sculpt and the look is just fantastic, and some of the detail in it is absolutely phenomenal. And like you said, great to add on and be that showcase room, your queue line, or, as a home haunter, finish off the incredible tombstones and stuff. But I got to say, looking around on a website, that you have a little portion says oddities. Tell us a little bit about what an MEC is.
So
that did catch my eye too.
Yeah. Well, the funny part is, and Badger might know a little bit of the story. So we work closely with Joel Watson at Heartstoppers, and he was the one that kind of gave us the inspiration for it. He came to us and said, "Hey, we have this idea for a room. Can you do this?" And Stacy, within, a couple of hours, whipped out this incredibly detailed sketch of this mutant chicken.
With teeth.
with teeth, and it was meant to be a hand puppet that would be kind of featured in the carnival area. So there was the typical man-eating chicken to where you would turn a corner and there's a picture or some guy eating a bucket of whatever fried chicken. And as soon as you turn the corner and leave the room, you would be attacked by this mutant chicken. Well, we made the mutant chicken. We gave them a couple of versions as hand puppets, and they've been phenomenal in their haunts. Well, we took it a step further, and so we actually have it in three different pneumatic versions, so you do not need an actor or someone screaming behind the wall. So there's a standard forward motion, pneumatically operated mechanism that just you could do whatever. You put it behind a wall yourself or hide it behind some bushes. We actually make what's called the weed whacker, which is also the same concept, except pneumatically there's some onion grass that separates and the chicken jumps out from it. And then we make the MEC, which is the man-eating chicken, and we put the chicken in a wooden-style crate, and the doors of the crate actually opens up, and he jumps out of the crate itself. And the funny part is that on the side, we actually have a stencil that we kind of lightly airbrush in saying MEC Farms.
Oh, very nice.
Those little details.
I mean, that's kind of what we're all about, is the details. I know that everybody says that lighting, you know, you can hide a lot, but we think that in some certain areas, you know, there should be the detail.
Absolutely. Just want to remind everybody, you are listening to the Round Table of Terror here on the Big Scary Show, talking with Robert Santos and Stacy Fitz from Necrotic Creations, one of our brand new sponsors, including the sponsor of the Round Table of Terror. You're about to hear a little bit about them right now, so we're going to take a quick break, listen to this very important message, and we'll be right back.
Good evening. I have been instructed to speak on the behalf of Necrotic Creations. Master and Lady Necrotic have been feverishly working in their lab, creating the most unusual and, I guess, make Halloween props that are not only perfect for any home or pro haunt, but fit for a mausoleum. I mean, museum. Isn't it time you decorate with props that are top quality, durable, and affordable from a company that offers excellent customer service and fast delivery? Remember, your haunted home is a fright without these amazing touches of the macabre to delight your guests each Halloween. Visit them at necroticcreations.com. They are dying to bring all your wicked desires to life. Happy haunting.
And we're back to the Round Table of Terror, talking with Necrotic Creations, Robert Santos and Stacy Fitz out of Sacramento, California. All the accessories that you could want and or need for your haunt. Quick question for you guys. When you come up with designs and all this cool stuff and you put it out there on the trade show floors and everything, do you find that particular types of haunts are... shall I say, more prone to buying your stuff? I mean, is it more Victorian mansion stuff or, you know, mad scientist labs or anything like that? Or have you found a pattern or found any kind of, you know, I guess patterns of people buying your products?
Well, I'll answer that, and maybe Stacy can elaborate. I really don't see personally a pattern because... the stuff that we create, the stuff that Stacy sculpts, is actually so cool that we actually have people buying it for their own homes. So it's difficult to say whether it's a particular style of haunt, because some of these people just come up and say, I love that. I want it for my bedroom, or I want it for my living room, or you know, I'm going to give these as gifts. I mean, we actually had a person, where was it? I believe it was in England, like emergency contacted us because they wanted them as a Valentine's gift, a set of cameos. We just shipped off a Skull Onlay to Germany to a tattoo studio.
Oh, so, and the cameos.
So and the cameos.
A set of cameos and an onlay to Germany. In fact, they just cleared customs. I've been kind of tracking it.
So it's it's difficult to say that there's one style of haunt versus another that buys their stuff. I think everybody has a little bit of haunted house. It's always usually set in a Victorian area. And that's where most of our stuff is kind of in that Victorian Gothic area. But we have so much more to offer.
So like our doorknobs and the majority of our architectural details, those seem to tend to be more Victorian era. We do have a few that are more modern, but those are just the small details that people tend to buy, you know, multiples of, like they're doing a hallway or something. And I couldn't tell you whether or not the person buying them was buying them for an asylum or if they were buying them for a mortuary. I just not really sure if there is more one way or another.
Yeah. And being that she spoke of the door knobs, it is quite interesting that we actually are willing to take the gamble and we just come up with odd ideas, such as we actually created a replica door handle, several of them. One is a steampunk style. One is in a spider web backing with a spider as the knob itself. And another one is a coffin. It actually has the door handle or the door plate is actually in the shape of a casket, a toe pincher casket. And the handle is actually it's a circular handle, but in the center we've actually sculpted like a bouquet of, what are those, the flowers?
Not the roses, but
Now I totally space on the name. But there's flowers in the middle of the handle. And then we have a bat, so it's an upside-down hanging bat with a cool little gothic ring in the center of it. So we're not afraid to just come up with weird stuff and see how – and they've actually done really well. The coffin we sold quite a bit of.
The spider web was pretty popular.
And they don't function. They're just for looks, but we have people, you know, begging for them, so we're happy about those.
Where do you get your inspiration for the different things you create? Is there a certain theme you go for to do a certain part of the line, or is it just whatever comes up at the time?
Yeah. You want to answer that?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, we kind of look at what we have and say, what is it missing? Or we'll be browsing online through other people's pages, just looking at images from cemeteries around the world or from creepy old buildings, and I'll say, ooh, we need to do something like that. Not exactly like that, but like that, and figure out a way that we can incorporate what we found inspired by in what we do already.
Yeah. And we also do rely on some feedback from some of our customers. They, especially at Transworld, they'll come up to us and say, you know what, this piece is really cool, but if it was just tweaked, or if it was just this, or if you had it like this but in a different style, I would totally be interested in it. And we come home from Transworld and we analyze everything that we hear, and then we slowly build up our list of things or ideas that we'd love to see build. And then usually, I guess about October, November, we start accumulating a serious list of what we'd like to see in the next following year as a product line. And then we both kind of hide out and we go to our own separate corners, and it's funny because we'll we'll circle what we'd like to see, and then we put the two lists together and see who matched up the best, and then we'll usually pick those ideas.
Sometimes it gets into a knockdown, drag out, no holds barred fight,
because no.
Neither one of us really wants to give up one thing or the other that the is really a personal favorite, so. Yeah.
But it's all good.
Who signs the checks?
Well, I sign the checks. That's why she's the talent. I'm the person behind everything. So it's a good blend. She does not all, but most of the sculpting. But I do a good portion of the mold making, and we both kind of share in production, and I'll manage the website. So it's kind of, you know, sculpting is a very, it can get it very intense and time consuming. So I'm more than happy to take up the other side.
A little question kind of derivating off that a bit. You put a lot of detail into some of this stuff. Does it ever bother you knowing that, as you mentioned before, with lighting being what it is and a lot of haunts, that people may not ever see the craftsmanship that you've put into a piece because it is just frankly too dark, or there's just not enough, or there's too much gloom, or they just can't see all the cool stuff you do with it?
Well, I don't personally, I don't think I've ever taken that into consideration. My biggest importance is that whoever purchased it is happy with it, for, and they can choose to light it however they see fit. So as long as they're happy, then I'm happy. If okay. they're not happy, then I need to take care of that.
Uh-huh. And I guess I kind of hope that what they do is they like it well enough that they will light it enough that other people will see it too and go, ooh, that's really cool.
Yeah, especially if haunters go through haunted houses, you know, we always just stare at everything. We're like, ooh, that looks good, or I wouldn't do that, or yeah, especially lights on tours and stuff during conventions, you know, we just have those eagle eyes, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're just like that. We'll go through other haunts. In fact, we went through, I think, the record amount of haunts this last year.
That's true.
And that's all we did is we walked really slow and we looked at everything. We took in all the themes and what we thought that they could use. And, you know, we developed products knowing that, well, hey, if they kind of would benefit from such detail, then maybe others will too. And so we've got a couple of new things that are going to be really cool coming out this next year. In fact, everything's going to be pretty much introduced in March, so at Transworld.
Have you guys gone through some of the haunts and seen your own stuff and got a little whoo when you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I still haven't heard my stuff yet. What the hell? That's it, I quit.
Come out to Hundred Acre Manor, you'll hear your stuff, Jerry.
That's more than I need to hear.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to get in trouble for mentioning this, but it was very cool going to Knott's Berry Farm and seeing our stuff everywhere. I mean, it was, our pieces were found on almost every single building that was there in the park.
Over every single doorway, practically, they had one of our onlays, and then around the central fountain that they have towards the back of the park, there's this enormous water fountain that has this three-tiered sculptural base that's filled with these gargoyles, and around the lampposts surrounding this fountain, they put our harpies, you know, back to back and made it look like it was part of the lamppost. And it was beautiful.
So
any work with Elvira's show at Not Scary?
Yes, actually, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, funny you mentioned that. So they did purchase a number of the harpies from us, and most of them were outside. But actually, they kept two of them back, and they actually put them in her private dressing room for her. Private, I guess she was doing like for an
autograph
extra fee,
signings.
She was doing a personal private autograph signing. So,
and one was in her dressing room.
And so. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then the previous year, not this last year, but the previous year when Rob Zombie had his haunt out in Pomona, we actually were lucky enough to go to that. And we saw plenty of our doorknobs and electrical outlets, the faux electrical switches and the outlets were plastered in almost every room. So,
Great American Nightmare?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're little kids at heart. We still love Halloween, so we get excited, you know, and completely stoked at seeing our own work in these places, and we're happy that others can enjoy it.
You guys have talked about the creative process that you do and going through it. I've also noticed you do some custom work and renovations. What's your busy season? Is it working on your product line, or is it doing some of these custom work for different haunts?
I don't know. We haven't had a slowdown yet. So,
oh, what a terrible problem to have.
I know. I actually thought this last October, I thought everybody was done with Halloween. Everybody's bought what they needed to buy. and we would be sitting around twiddling our thumbs, cleaning the shop and sweeping the floors. And that wasn't the case. We actually ended up doing a large prop restoration for a local haunted house here. And if I could drop names, we restored one of the props for Pirates of Emerson. And we ended up doing some custom pieces for Joel. That was kind of the new product stuff. So we actually, like, within weeks, we were sculpting, finished, in a mold, producing, painting, and making functional pieces for his haunt within a week or two.
Not to mention sculpting the entire facade.
Oh,
for the,
So we actually helped out. We actually did, what's it called? Steamgost. He has a steampunk asylum called Steamgost. We actually rebuilt the entire facade with two other columns and the harpies, and we spent, man, I think we spent about 13, 14 hours a day, 4 days in a row building the thing, and fully painted, detailed, functional, everything. So I don't know, October I really thought was going to be our slow time, but it wasn't. We were slammed. And even now I've got, like I said, we've got work for other people that are going to be showing at Transworld as well, we literally have a whiteboard filled with tasks that we have to perform before Transworld
for other people, not even our own stuff.
Just, wow!
So yeah, we're it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, no, I can't really complain. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and everybody in this industry is so cool that I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
You know, we've done a show on the West Coast haunt scene, and, you know, for the guys and the, you know, let's face it, the vast majority of quote-unquote professional haunts are in the Midwest and the East Coast. How is the West Coast haunt scene, in your opinion? Is that the majority of your clients are California and Washington, Oregon, and the like? Or do you, you know, do you have, you know, 20% on the, you know, the Midwest, or 50%, or what?
Well, I'm not sure we have specific percentage numbers, but yeah, I will say that a lot of it is back east. We've had a good portion in Canada, so that's good.
Awesome.
If you want to talk just, like, flat-out dollar amount, it would probably be California simply because of the Knott's Berry Farm order. But, I mean, we get orders from all over.
Yeah, like I said, we do get the online internet orders, and they can be – I mean, we actually shipped to Norway actually at the Kirk Von Hammett's Fear Festival last year. So he actually flew from Norway specifically to go to this show, and he didn't want to – take it on the plane with them. So he paid us, but he also paid for shipping to go to Norway.
Nice. Oh, and who was it that bought the skull onlay for himself, the makeup artist?
Oh, so we actually had, because it's Kirk Von Hammett, he has ties to Clive Barker and a whole bunch of other celebrities. And we actually had Greg Nicotero and Tom Savini stopped by our booth, and actually Tom actually walked away with quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yes, that was...
was kind of a feather in my cap, I will say.
Definitely.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to, like, drop their names, but they're such an idol that we looked up to for many, many, many years. So for them to just say, hey, your stuff looks good, is enough. I mean, and to buy it is even better.
Oh,
none of us here drop names, so you're fine.
We Drew's the worst as far as not dropping names.
That's right. I never drop names, ever. Neither does Jerry.
I just have to make sure my shoes are clean afterwards.
When Jerry's on stage, he's never dropping names with people that he may or may not have played with.
I have to admit, I don't. That's usually the other schmucks I play with.
So how is Oz Fox these days?
Good, actually. I'm meeting up with him in a month.
Excellent. So, Robert, looking at the clock on the wall, looks like we're starting to wind down a little bit. You did mention some conventions. Where will you be? You're vending at Transworld, and you're vending at West Coast and some others. Where can people come by and actually physically see some of your products over the next 2, 3 to 6 months or so?
Well, if they're in the Sacramento, they can definitely look at our website and find our address. We do have a mini showroom that's set up, okay. So they could take a look at some stuff. The location that we're in, it's not really a retail location, so they're frowning about that. But the funny thing is, actually, this month, I'm not sure when this episode will air, but this month we're actually hosting a Cal Haunts meeting. I believe they're changing their name, but it's a local make and take kind of group, and we're going to be holding an open house, so people can come in and check us out. And I believe that's this month, February.
What's the date?
I believe it's going to be. I'm checking right now. It is the 21st. Usually about 10:30 to whenever.
Sweet.
Well, this will be airing probably Saturday.
Okay.
The 6th or 7th of February and run for 2 weeks. So, get those plugs.
So if anybody's in the area, they feel free to come on by and check us out and look at our products. And in fact, we might have a couple of sneaky peekies at the new product line.
Nice. And you did mention you're going to be at Trans World. Where else will you probably be vending this season?
Well, definitely we're Trans World. Definitely we're at HauntX. Definitely nothing's been signed for sure, but definitely Scare LA. Definitely Kirk Von Hammett's Fear Festival in San Jose. And Stacy, which one?
Possibly West Coast.
Possibly West Coast. Possibly. We might actually, we're going to try to figure out if we can crunch the numbers, but possibly Midwest, I believe.
Nice.
And what else is there? I just literally made a whole big list last night. So we haven't finalized it yet since we have so much, we don't have that much time, but we have some time. Transworld is our main focus right now. And unfortunately, we've got the blinders on. We're really preparing for Transworld this year.
When is Fear Festival this year? I mean, it was in January last year.
Actually, it was in the early part of February.
Early February, that's right.
It's actually this year, the April 10th through the 11th, which is kind of odd. They're not doing it on a Sunday, but I'm sure they have some reasons.
Oh, they all have to go to church, of course.
Everybody's too hungover.
There's the other reason.
I tell you, it was really cool. The bands that they had playing, yeah, it was
Exodus,
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a neat little festival, that's all.
So you sound like an old school metalhead then.
Not really. I can appreciate talent, and everybody has their own. So it was kind of neat. We had Doyle was sitting actually right behind us, and that was kind of cool.
He was a very large man.
Yeah, everybody's met Doyle but me, and he lives here. What the heck?
He's a tall fella. He plays.
You can't
music
miss
on the
that
show.
Guy.
No,
you can't.
Very large.
He sticks out like a sore thumb.
Absolutely. Well, Robert, again, looking at the clock on the wall, it is time we start saying goodbye and goodnight and farewell and arrivederci and all that. For anybody who is not on the West Coast and will not be either making it to Transworld or West Coast or Kirk Hammett's or Scare LA or HauntX or any of the myriad other conventions you might be at, where can they get information, see product lines, prices, pictures, all that good stuff for your company? That's where we call the plugs.
Excellent. Well, they can come and visit us online at the www.necroticcreations.com. That's Necrotic Creations is all one word. There's no space or hyphens. And they can take a look at everything that we have to offer.
Well, fantastic. Well, Robert Santos and Stacy Fitz out in Sacramento, California, I want to thank you again for not only taking the time to be on the Big Scary Show to talk about it, but actually sponsor the Roundtable of Terror. We love having you. We hope this will be a mutually beneficial and profitable venture for both of us, us being the show, you being Necrotic Creations, of course, not me personally, but I digress. And, of course, we can't do it without all of our great hosts, including Storm.
I was Singing Shark number 2 during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Excellent.
Were you the one in step or out of step?
I was the one who was lip-syncing better than Katy Perry.
Nice. The unknown scare actor.
I'm done with my sabbatical. I'm back.
Yay!
He sounds so excited to be here.
Yes, he does. The Haunster Medalist, Jerry Vane.
I was the other dancing shark.
Damn, that was my line. My name is Drew Badger. I want to quickly mention to everybody who wrote regarding my dad's cancer surgery, it went very successful. Thank you very much for your concerns and your good vibes and positive waves and all that. But anyway, we are the Roundtable of Terror here on the Big Scary Show, and we'll be right back.
Gathering of Darkness, Souls of Black, on the Big Scary Show.
Thank you.
hear that? The asylum is being overrun. It's time to go to Von Caron Productions and check out the Insane Ensemble. For those troublesome lunatics, they have the commitment coat, a straitjacket designed to keep them restrained. Or, if you're the doctor who likes to experiment, then the psychosurgical coat was made just for you. Go to Von Caron Productions, www.voncaron.com. That's V-O-N-C-H-A-R-O-N, Von Caron Productions. Get there before you too are infected by the madness.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you listen to our show in the early part of the year, we always talk conventions. We're going through them one by one. We've talked to Transworld. We've talked to HauntCon. We've got a few more before we get to the ending, which will probably be Midwest down the road. But in the meantime, we're going way out west to the West Coast Haunters Convention. Slightly different take on things. Not necessarily a for-profit convention. You might say it's a nonprofit. You might say it's a charity convention. But as always, when we talk West Coast, we like to get Ed Roberts on the line. Ed, are you with us?
I am. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Also have the haunt rocker Jerry Vane with us. How you doing, Jerry?
Yep. I be here.
Great. As kind of our West Coast guy there. Ed, I know you're busy, you're en route, you're driving, so if we get interrupted, we understand. Please drive safe. Don't have any accidents. But in a nutshell, what's going on West Coast Haunt Conference 2015?
Actually, my wife is driving me, so there won't be any accidents.
Nice.
West Coast
Haunters Convention. No women driver jokes.
West Coast Haunters Convention will be May 15th to the 17th, again in Portland, Oregon, again at the DoubleTree by Hilton Lloyd Center. You want to look it up, it's hauntersconvention.com. That's our new website. It was up last year, but it is hauntersconvention.com. It's a lot less to type than westcoasthauntersconvention.com.
Oh, yes.
As you mentioned, the event is itself is a 501c3. And the reason it's that is I wanted some way to give back to the deaf and autistic community. I work at the School for the Deaf, as many of your listeners may know, and also work with children who have autism. And in the public schools as well as private schools or funding for equipment for special needs classes is very limited. So the WCHC set itself up as a 501c3, but any proceeds or profit, I should say, that is made then goes into a grant fund that we have. And we give right now we give $500 grants to professionals that work with deaf and or autistic children. So it's something different than a profitable, you know, a profit you would call a pro convention, but we still need to make profits. We're in it to raise money.
Sure. Just going a little different place, of course.
That's right. Exactly. So everyone that works on this convention, everyone from the board of directors, which include Jeff and Chris Davis from Davis Graveyard, myself, my wife, Casey, she's the education coordinator for the show. We have two new board members this year, Don Maxwell, who is my tech director at the Nightmare Factory, and Scott Shear, who has a home haunt, Shear Terror. We also have several other board members. And then everyone else, all the team, they're all volunteers. They're either haunters or people who love Halloween or, you know, just wanting to help out the charity.
And aside from the fact that you are a charity haunt for people who may be listening for the first time and hearing about you, you are what you would call for lack of a better word, a standard haunters convention like a Midwest or a
yes.
HauntCon, where you would have tours and you would have education and you'll have a show floor, some parties mm-hmm. and some cool stuff like that.
Friday night there's a haunt tour down to the Nightmare Factory. That's the haunt that I started at the School for the Deaf. You'll get to see that. It's a 13,000-square-foot haunt. Actually has two haunts within it. Saturday night is the Halfway to Halloween Costume Ball, Costume Contest, and Body Painting Competition. That's Saturday evening. Sunday night we have a movie evening. I'm not sure. I haven't really tied that down yet what we're going to have, but we always show some kind of cheesy Halloween-related or horror film Sunday night. So there's
Sharknado.
God, no.
Well, I don't know if I would call that haunted house-related or horror.
He said good movies.
I thought he
said
cheesy.
Well, no, what did we watch last year? We ended up watching some really bizarre foreign horror film that I had no idea what it was. But that's the Sunday night event. Thursday night, for those who are coming in or for vendors, we have a welcome party, a social event that takes place at the hotel. And, of course, it's in Portland, and Portland is well known for its hipster attitude, its brew pubs, its breweries, food carts. So if you want to get in early, come in Thursday night, get your room, and then, go explore Portland. Just jump on the hotels right next to the Max Line light rail. You can go right on downtown for free and look around.
And bring flannel, right?
And well, maybe in May you might need a little flannel. I'm not sure. The weather up here has been really, really peculiar. I have no idea what it's going to be like in May.
Well, since you were
60 degrees outside today.
You were talking about tours and the Nightmare Factory. What about the 13th floor in room 666? What about those?
Well, we've opted not to do 666 this year. We're going to put all of our focus onto the 13th floor. And for your listeners who are not familiar with that, thank you, Jerry, for bringing that up. You can make a reservation, and then for an additional $150, you can get a room on the 13th floor. This hotel actually has a 13th floor. It's limited to 20 rooms on that floor, and we have a team that goes in and then decorates each of the rooms for you. You get to take all those Halloween and haunted house decorations back with you, and then throughout the evening while you're up there having a good time, we have a bar on the 13th floor. We have taken two of the bedrooms and turned them into lounge rooms so you can just have a place to sit down and visit with people. We also have a crew of or a cast of characters that will visit you and make sure your stay on the 13th floor is most rememberable.
Now, I have seen over the last couple of years about things like these horror campouts where you'll go and go camping and people will menace you. Would you say that you probably started this with the 13th floor?
Well, it's certainly we started it back in 2012, so I'm not sure if we predate the horror campout or not, to be honest.
That's
with
interesting.
You. It's along the same lines as what they're doing.
So you might get a knock on your door in the middle of the night, and it might be somebody or something talking.
It could be our maintenance man. It could be our maids, or it could be
Princess Trainwreck.
Yeah, right.
So you don't want to hear about Princess Trainwreck. Nope. She's retired. That's funny, though. We'll talk about that off air. It's too disturbing to the listeners.
It is, actually.
But as far as the education and the seminars and the workshops and everything, what have you got going on this year that you can tell us? And again, obviously it's in May, so it's a few months down the road, and I'm sure there'll be lots more to report as it gets closer. But what can you report at this point? What you got going on?
We have confirmed one of our guest speakers this year will be Larry Bones, owner of Boneyard Effects International. Larry has agreed to come up and teach prosthetic application classes. So there's that one class that's available. This year's classes will be everything from makeup to we have a gentleman who works for a pneumatics company, and he himself does pneumatic costumes. He actually creates wearable pneumatic costumes, and he's going to teach a class on that. That's Ryan Menard. We've got a fang class. You will actually walk away with a pair of dentist quality fangs.
Oh, nice.
Yes, you've made yourself. Golly, we offer over 40 hours worth of classes. The majority of them are included in your three-day pass, which if you buy it now is $49 or it's $55 at the door. There are a few classes that will have fees. We have a costumer coming in from Idaho teaching a class on how to survive your creativity. She wrote a book on the subject, and her classes when she teaches at comic conventions is one of the most highly attended classes at these conventions. She just taught at Salt Lake City just recently, so she's agreed to come out. If you look up the name Ryan Wells, he's a cosplayer also. He got to start with Fright Town, which is a local haunt. He's teaching a class on costuming with us, and his costumes are by far some of the most detailed and amazing things I've ever seen. So he's coming up. Makeup artists, we've got, like I said, Larry Bones. We've got Christina Cordham, who's a key makeup artist on Grimm. We're going to have Dutch Bahari back again this year from Skin Wars.
Dutch is a good guy.
Dutch is great, isn't he? We don't have any face-off people this year that I'm aware of. Like I said, it's early, so we haven't gotten everyone confirmed. But our classes are very intimate. Our teachers are very accessible. And that's one of the other things we pride ourselves on, is that once you come, you're part of the family. You're a part of the group that attends. And we hope that people have had a good time and will come back.
Has the convention been growing over the last 4 or 5 years?
Yes, absolutely. This is our sixth year. And the first year when I started it, there were 80 people. Last year there were close to 700 in attendance.
Oh, very nice.
So it is the interest is increasing in the show. And, you know, the Midwest and East Coast are known for their haunted houses, but there are hundreds of home haunts, dozens of pro haunts out here. So it's my goal to get these people together and help educate each other on how to, you know, do what we love to do.
Do you find that the majority or percentages are about even as far as professional hunter versus home haunter versus just a haunt enthusiast? You know, I love Halloween. I want to come see all the cool stuff. Do you have numbers or approximations?
Yeah.
What falls into what?
It's pretty even, actually. You know, all the pro hunters that I'm aware of from Seattle, Portland, Sacramento, down in Bakersfield, Talladega Frights always comes up. The Bloodshed Brothers are always up down from Temecula or Lake Elsinore. We get quite a few. Vendor-wise, you know, we see this year we have Smooth on. They're rep from Walla Walla, which is Far West Products. We have Quan from Gantam Lights. Some of you may have known him from Dark Lights.
Sure.
The company's now Gantam. Grex Airbrush, just some of the big names. But I'm also very proud of the fact that we have a lot of upstart companies that will come to our show and then get their feet wet, if you will, and get their product out, get networking. And we're a great networking show, too. There's a lot of after-show sales that take place. A lot of our vendors will come to us and say, you know, they made a lot of sales afterwards. VFX, the guy who, Patrick Voss, who makes the great puppet.
Yeah, I know.
He started, he came with us last year, and he's coming back again this year, I think. Have the exotic lenses. We have the gentleman who does all the blood work for Dexter, the TV show Dexter, and he's a set designer for Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Drew Pierce. He's at our show every year. It's a lot of fun, and it's been very exciting to see that these people keep coming back and supporting the show, and that, you know, they're having a great time with us. You know, as a vendor, if you're out there listening to this great big scary show, and you're thinking about becoming a vendor, for $295, you get a 10x10 booth that gives you your standard table, sign, power, free Wi-Fi, 2 costume ball tickets, 2 show tickets, and something that not many shows do, and that's 2 free lunches Friday through Sunday.
Oh, very nice. Always good if you don't have to leave your booth to go find food
right, someplace. And not that
or
food
being
is too terribly far away,
coffee.
But...
Sure. Right.
And the food is good. I mean, we make sure that the lunches are good lunches.
Well, since you brought up the costume ball, what can mm-hmm. you tell us about that?
What can I tell you about the costume ball? You need to bring your A game if you're entering the costume contest. Yeah, the contest is a $10 entry fee with a $500 first prize.
Mm.
The costume ball itself takes place from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. on Saturday evening. Then it's a portion of the charity fundraising that we're doing. There's also a silent auction associated with that. So if you're out there and you're somebody who is a vendor who can't attend the show, you can also donate. It's a tax write-off since we're a 501c3. You can donate a product to us. Then we can make sure that our attendees know that you made this donation. The costume ball fees about 300-400 people in attendance. It's a great rockin' party. If you look up pdxcostumeball.com, that's our website for the costume ball.
Ooh, it's got its own website. Very nice.
Yes. Designed by a local haunter, House of Shadows. Their web designer put that together for us.
Okay. Very.
You can look that up.
Very.
If you also go to the, hauntersconvention.com and click on costume ball, it'll take you to the site within Haunters Convention. We also have a separate site because we're advertising the costume ball to local area costumers who want to an excuse to get dressed up in their fabulous costumes and perhaps win $500.
Now, I'm looking on your website now, and I'm seeing something regarding the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That was last year. We haven't made it.
Oh, that is.
Yet.
Oh, darn.
Yeah,
so you're not going to have that this year? You're not going to have that this year?
Not this year. Not this year. I'm sorry, no. Yep, that was last year.
That's a game. Because I bet you that was a whole lot of fun.
Last year's show was great. Fantastic turnout. Fantastic. Everything about it. I have no complaints. I loved it.
Excellent. So, Ed, in a nutshell, for people wanting mm-hmm. to get information on the West Coast Haunters Convention held at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Portland, Oregon, May 15th through the 17th, roughly 100 days out, given when this
right.
airs. So, you know,
gee, thanks for reminding me.
You're quite welcome. For people wanting to register, people wanting to attend, people needing information on the 13th floor, the parties, the
yep.
education, the tours, and the fact that it's a 503C charity event and a great tax write-off for anybody who's feeling charitable. What's
yep.
the best way for people to get all that information in one nice, tidy package?
They can go to hauntersconvention.com. We're hoping to have everything updated from last year by the beginning of next week. Or they can email me, and I answer my emails usually within 24 hours, at ed@hauntersconvention.com. That's ed@hauntersconvention.com. If you want to be a speaker, we still have a few slots available, and speakers get free show tickets. You need to contact Casey@hauntersconvention.com. K-A-S-E-Y.
K-A-S-E-Y at hauntersconvention.com.
Right.
Very good.
Casey
Will you be
at Haunters Convention.
Will you be attending Transworld or any of the other conventions prior to yours?
I won't be, but WCHC might be sending out some representatives. We had hoped to be able to have a booth, but that's just not going to work out for everybody. I know that the Davis Graveyard team is going to be at HauntCon this week talking about the show there and doing their fantastic, it's not a tombstone class this year, it's Crumb. I know what it's like, a crypt class.
Crypt.
There you go.
Okay.
at Leonard's show down in Baton Rouge. But if you want information about West Coast Haunters Convention, again, it's hauntersconvention.com. Please feel free to email me if you have any questions about either attending, hotel room reservations are made there. That's another thing, too. If you're thinking about coming out and looking at the hotel, staying there at the hotel does help the charity keep our costs down. So be thinking about that when you're making your reservations, that staying at the hotel does help us keep our rates down for the show. And the majority of the rooms there are double queens. So if you're looking at, two or three of you coming out, you can always find a roommate
There you can come on the West Coast Harness Convention Facebook page and say, hey, I'm coming out. Anybody interested in rooming with me? And chances are you can find someone that's not too scary to stay with.
One last question, and forgive me if this isn't right, but do you have some kind of an affiliation with a grocery chain or some kind of retail chain?
Oh, yep. Two things. Fred Meyer, which is a Kroger company, it's a part of the chain of Kroger stores, has a rewards card. So if you go in and buy groceries, you swipe your card, you get a discount. If you go to their customer service desk and tell them West Coast Harness Convention is your designated charity, then we receive funds from that. And Amazon Prime is doing it as well.
Okay, so anybody up in the Pacific Northwest that shops at Fred Meyer's and uses a rewards card can help benefit you even without really actually doing anything other than shopping, sounds like.
That's correct.
Everybody wins.
And one last thing, if I may. Again, our show is a great networking show. It is seen by a lot of people. And if you have a listener out there who's looking to an opportunity to sponsor our show, we do have sponsorships available on the website. You can look at them. This year's show, one of this year's show sponsors is Gantam Lights. Far West Products has once again become our hospitality sponsor. Sinister Audio, which is this amazing Sinister Audio. You need to look up Sinister Audio. I love Ken Webster. He is a sound effects and Foley artist local to the Portland area. He's become the program sponsor. He did all the sound effects, customized them for the Nightmare Factory at the School for the Deaf for free for us. But it's just a great guy to work with. So there's another sponsor. I'm missing. Oh, Preston Castle. My word. There's this amazing boys school down in California that has been coming to our show now for 3 years. They're a hospitality sponsor as well. So if your listeners are looking for a way to sponsor the show, we have opportunities listed, and again, it helps us keep the costs down so people can afford to come to the show.
And they can probably reach you, ed@hauntersconvention.com, information.
More Ed than Robert, willing to work with them on that.
Excellent. Ed Roberts, a pleasure to have you on the show again. Anytime you have news, just feel free to let us know. We'll be more than happy to run it up and send it out on our various social medias. Once again, hauntersconvention.com for everything West Coast Haunters Convention, May 15th through the 17th in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Bring your flannels. Have your thirst for coffee. You'll get it all sated there at the West Coast Haunters Convention. Thanks again to Ed Roberts, the hauntstrumentalist Jerry Vane. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
CreepyCollection.com, the most disturbing, realistic, handmade props and animatronics for the horror industry. Now featuring FearFlex technology. Voted best zombie props of 2011 and 2012. CreepyCollection.com for all your gore and more.
Shadow Symphony. The dead are watching on the Big Scary Show.
Do you remember your worst nightmares? What is it that fills you with dread? Do you hear things go bump in the night? Well, it's time. It's time to face your fears.
Brought to you by Dark Spectre Custom Couture. Check out Nez's work at www.darkspectre.com.
Couture for the creatures of the night.
Greetings, Haunters. The Unknown Scare Actor here. Well, on this Face Your Fears, I'm going to cover a fear we've actually talked about in the past, and it's a pretty common one amongst everyone. And it's simply thanatophobia, the fear of death or dying. You know, we all seem like we feel like we're a little indestructible, especially when we're younger. But on January 24th, the same day I was working on the show, one of my best friends and my business partner passed away at the age of 41. Jason Henry was closer to me than my own brothers are. And to watch him grow from a green haunter to an experienced and respected haunter in a short number of years really warms my heart. You know, when he came to work at the Dent Schoolhouse with me and Kirby Hilliard, we all struck a friendship up right away, the three of us, the three big guys. Called ourselves the Three Husketeers. And at that point in time, we were literally 900 pounds collectively. We were pretty much inseparable, especially during haunt season. If you saw the three of us coming, you just better run. When Jason first started with us out in detention hall, I gave him my business card for Unknown Scare Actor, and he bombarded me with questions over the next 2 weeks. He wasn't sure what to do. I mean, what neophyte does? It's a lot more than jumping out and going boo, as we all know. So he asked questions, which I appreciated. And I answered those questions as best I could. And as we got closer as friends, we learned how to do the nonverbal cues for scaring people during season. And off season, we all hung out and tried to have a good time. After we chose to leave Dent, the Mobile Actors United Legion, or MAUL, the traveling actor group I head up, actually was not my idea. It was Jason's. He suggested it and asked me if I would lead the group and put it under the umbrella of my business, which I did, gladly. I thought it was a wonderful idea, and we had a very successful season. I couldn't have done it without Jason. He was way too young at the age of 41 to leave us, but there's always a plan. And I know that come this season, Jason's going to be out there with us, whatever haunt we may be at, adding a few extra scares. And as somebody in MAUL put it, while we were praying for Jason shortly after he passed away, they said, he's the first in our group to reach expert haunter level. Think about that. Rest in peace, Jason. You've earned it. I know you're going to be helping us. And from this point on, we're going to celebrate your life and make you proud of what you created with MAUL.
Always remember one thing, Haunters. Everyone is afraid of something.
This song is dedicated to my late friend and business partner, Jason Henry. He was a huge Marvel Comics fan and an even bigger Hulk fan.
Mask is too tight for my head. I can't see.
Where you don't have time to wait to be scared.
You're taking too long. Just throw something on and get to your scene.
Darkest fears unlimited. Masks, props, and blood that will make your haunt scary.
All right, this mask fits perfect, and parts of it are even pulsating. Finally, I'm gonna scare every night.
Oh my god! DarkestFearsUnlimited.com.
As we slide back into the swamp where we hid the body, we would like to thank the following people and others. Virgil Franklin, Master of the Ether Muse. Von Charon Productions. Von Charon, VonCharon.com. Screamline Studios at ScreamlineStudios.com. We'd also like to thank the Four Ghosts. Storm, catch his ramblings at hauntminute.com. The Unknown Scare Actor, videos and more, unknownscareactor.com. The Hauntster medalist Jerry Vane, pick up his newest CD, Bodies in the Bayou, at jerryvane.com. Also available as a digital download on iTunes and all other digital media sites. And Drew Badger, actor, trainer, consultant, and more. RabbitBadger.biz. Be sure to tell us what you think. Send feedback to us at feedback@BigScaryShow.com. And keep sending in those news items. News@BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BigScaryShow. Make sure to follow us on our new Twitter account at The Big Scary Show. We just may occasionally tweet out some information that you won't find anywhere else. Be sure to search for The Big Scary Show on iTunes. And while you're there, please give us a review. We would appreciate it a lot. Tune in next time when we bring you the latest news and information from the world of haunting and horror. And thank you once again for listening. Without you, we are nothing. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is the Big Scary Show.
The Big Scary Show is copyright Big Scary Show LLC, and no rebroadcast of this show may be made without express permission of the owners. All music used on The Big Scary Show is used with expressed permission of the artists themselves.